town, not realizing the impact, going to have, if the gas line comes in, there will be more people out there.
Mm-hmm.
It may open the corridor
it may.
For commercialism.
It may.
So what is the next question in the case of Anwar?
Mm-hmm.
What will be the last piece of land that's really not paved with the road?
I think it'll
Anwar
be.
Anwar has people coming in, so there's
yeah.
tracks.
Yeah, and Anwar, I think, has...
totally 100% pristine, because there is human
right.
contact.
I think it's more an area like the Black River. Someplace more in northeastern Alaska that doesn't, people don't really even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those are the areas that are really remote. And we, BLM manages some of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are going to be the last frontiers here. I really do. What ends up being done or when that ends up being developed, if it ends up being developed, you know, I don't think I'll live to see that or to know the answers to that. But, you know, nothing surprises me how many kids don't realize how close to wilderness they are. You know, I mean, we don't have fences in Alaska. We don't have barbed wire. I grew up with barbed wire. You know, in Montana and Wyoming and North Dakota, when you did archaeological survey, you were going in and out of pastures and crossing barbed wire. We rode horses across western North Dakota in the, Theodore Roosevelt National Park or Monument. You know, you were going through barbed wire all the time. We still don't have that up here. To me, that's more significant even than roads. We don't have fences. I can go from my house. I can get on a dog team. I can drop on the slough. I can go anywhere in Alaska and never hit a fence.
Even on the hot road, you can kind of drive, get off, walk.
There's nothing there.
Other than some hunting restrictions. But
yeah, but you get a little ways out, and there's nothing
there's no
there.
Fence, yeah.
There's nothing there. You know, and that's still pretty phenomenal. You can't do that in Lower 48. You can go to some unique areas and do that. You know, the Rockies and some parks and reserves. But you know what? That's everywhere here.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of that than there is anything else. And people still don't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do it right here. You can go 10 miles out of town and get yourself lost ferociously.
Yeah.
And I hope that always lasts.
Yeah.